Yesterday afternoon, I got kind of hungry, but I wasn't starving, so I wanted a snack. I thought, hey, chips and salsa is a good deal. I got like this, the green salsa, you know, like with the cilantro and jalapeno, that deal. I wish I hadn't. I wish I had just stuck with Pace Hot, but what are you going to do? Got to try it.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till. So I was eating this and eating it over my coffee table, and a little bit fell onto the coffee table. Whoops. So I'd finished everything up and took it back into the kitchen and, you know, packed everything away where it belonged. I went back to the couch. And I realized I hadn't wiped up the mess I'd created. Now, since I had just been up, I didn't want to have to go back into the kitchen to get a paper towel or whatever and wipe it off. So I looked around for the nearest item that would work.
Oh, God.
And I had some receipts sitting there. Like, if I get receipts, they just lay around my apartment for a while. And I was like, oh, there's a receipt. That'll work perfectly. So, you know, the receipt's kind of folded up, and I scrape it up, and I close it. And when I closed it, I saw there was an email address written on there. Some girl's email address was on there.
Are you sure it was a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it had what would likely be a
Sexy
girl's
Kitten
name.
Sexy Kitten 12 at Yahoo? Something like that?
No, it had, like, her first and last name.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Not everybody has some kind of weird, creepy email address at Cherry Ann. It's...
Oh.
That's your crowd, but, you know, what are you going to do? So I looked at the date on it to see if I could place this person, and it was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So I couldn't do it. And I was like, I don't remember. And the gas station I frequent, I don't remember there being attractive women there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention which gas station because that might upset them, right?
Yeah.
First for, you know, trying to hit on the customers or give out their email address to customers. Second... Well, I don't want them all to not think they're attractive. Yeah.
They'd come after you then.
Yeah. So I couldn't place, and I'd never kind of had an interest or thought, hey, that girl would be fun when I was at the gas station. So, but I'm still kind of curious on it. I'm thinking about emailing back, you know, like, I found your email address on the back of a gas station receipt, WTF. And go from just out of curiosity, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see what the intent was there.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Although, seeing how I don't have any intention of following through on this deal, because I can't place an attractive person working there, I can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to tease.
She could get excited. Oh my gosh, she finally emailed me.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
If you're a hot waitress at a restaurant, I'm cool with it, but no, I'm joking. But you know what I mean? To write your email address on the back of a receipt that you give a customer?
Especially, I mean, she knows absolutely nothing about you. You could be a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. And giving me her email address is the first step in getting serial killed.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's the same deal trying to pick up anybody, though.
Yeah.
You know, you never know that. So... All nonsense aside, like if you went to a gas station and some dude wrote his email address on the back of the receipt, would you consider hitting him up for it?
Probably not.
Not at all? What if you thought he was cute?
I would think about it, and then I would kind of be like, why didn't he give me his phone number?
So it's okay to put your phone number on the back of? You're just trying to pick up customers there? Plus... How many different guys has she written her email address for on the back of the receipt?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What if she's, promiscuous with the email address? She gives it all the time. She's just on a fishing expedition waiting.